AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Amber Heard was back on the witness stand in Fairfax, Virginia, to defend herself against ex-husband Johnny Depp's libel allegations. Depp is suing Heard for libel over an op-ed she wrote in the Washington Post, describing herself as a public figure representing domestic abuse. Heard said there were wild swings in Johnny Depp's moods.
The language he used after particularly violent episodes was savage, monster, devil. And so we ended up both calling his other side, the side of Johnny that would do and say unbelievably horrible things.
Depp has denied hitting Heard and said he was abused. The Russian military says its Air Force destroyed 45 Ukrainian military facilities in the latest series of strikes. Lawmakers are working toward a compromise on President Biden's $33 billion Ukraine aid request that they hope to have ready as soon as next week. Signs are emerging for a measure to move quickly. Democrats may need to bow to Republican objections and drop President Biden's goal of wrapping pandemic spending into the package. The World Health Organization released an estimate of the number of people killed either by the coronavirus or its impact on overwhelmed health systems in the past 2 years, close to 15 million, more than double the current official death toll of over 6 million. Samira Asma is with the WHO.
Numbers are all sometimes controversial. We have to recognize that the estimates are an approximation of a reality.
Israeli medics say at least three people were killed in a stabbing attack near Tel Aviv. Police say they suspect it was a militant attack. The assailant fled in a vehicle. Stocks remain lower on Wall Street. This is AP News. If abortion rights are curtailed by the Supreme Court, there could be more hurdles for people seeking pill-induced abortions.
More than half the abortions in the U.S. now are done with pills rather than surgery. And there's an ongoing battle over these medication abortions, with at least six GOP-led states in recent months taking steps to restrict access to abortion pills, which often come in the mail. Last fall, we spoke with Dr. Misha Pangasa, an OBGYN at the University of Utah Health System.
There's sort of a patchwork of laws around the United States right now in terms of, you know, who is able to provide abortion care and how that affects self-managed abortion and how that affects telemedicine abortion.
Right now, 19 states require a medical clinician be physically there when abortion pills are administered. I'm Jackie Quinn.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.